Megan Paulette is here, and she'll join us with a first song, and we'll talk shortly thereafter. Here she is, recording from her home, playing from her home, Megan Paulette. That is Megan Paulette, and you sounded pretty good on the radio by telephone. Now, tell me a little bit about yourself and your relationship to Pittsburgh. And you don't have to take me from birth to present, but you can you can start wherever you'd like.
Well, I actually live in a small town called Vandergrift, Pennsylvania, which is about an hour outside of the city. My family was born and raised here, and my parents grew up in Wexford and Churchill, and so Pittsburgh has been my home for forever. I recently relocated to Maryland to take a teaching job in Howard County, but Pittsburgh will always be the place that I call home.
So you're in Maryland right now.
Well, because of the circumstances, I actually came home so that I could finish the virtual school year online from my house here. So I am back in Western Pennsylvania, but in August I moved to Perry Hall.
Did you grow up in Pittsburgh, went to high school in Pittsburgh?
I went to Kiske Area High School. I attended a private school whenever I was in grade school, and I transferred to Kiske when I went into seventh grade. After high school, I attended St. Vincent College in Latrobe, where the Steelers have their training camp.
Yeah.
And I graduated from St. Vincent in 2017 with my bachelor's in early childhood and special education.
What, have you been teaching special ed or elementary school?
So when I graduated in 17, I taught at my old elementary school, actually, for 2 years. I taught first grade, and then my second year there, I taught fourth grade. I'm currently teaching second grade, general education.
You must miss the regular contact with kids. You're probably just feeling, or were just feeling, like you're getting in stride with a couple years under your belt, and then this happens. Am I right about that?
Yeah, it was definitely an adjustment. I can remember the day before we left for, which was back in March, it was going to be Friday the 13th that we were going to be leaving.
Yes.
The day before that, we were actually having a baby shower for one of my coworkers. And I remember we were all huddling around. My principal had her phone out. A couple of my coworkers had their phones out, and we were waiting for the governor. Governor Hogan to make his announcement that he was closing the schools. So it was pretty, it happened very quickly.
It really did. We were actually here as well, all of us, and it was a Friday, and it happened so quickly, and we did not know exactly what the trajectory was going to be. We had to quickly come up with a way to be on the air the following Saturday. And actually put together a pre-recorded program out of an abundance of caution. It turned out we did need it. We did need it. But then we eventually realized we could safely come in and continue to broadcast. So when did you begin making music?
So I have been inspired by music since I was very young. I would always listen to whatever my dad was playing in the truck. He would play a lot of Frank Zappa, David Bowie, The Police, Yes, The Who. But whenever I started to get a little older, I started listening to Carole King, Elton John, Queen. And I had really horrible stage fright whenever I was younger. So a lot of what I was writing when I was in like late middle school, early high school, I wasn't actually sharing with anyone because I didn't want to. And it wasn't until my junior year of high school that I actually got, I was cast in my first musical production, and I had to overcome my stage fright very quickly in order to be in the show. But then after I graduated from high school, I actually connected with Steve Bodner, who is a very good friend of my dad's, to record on a song, Louder Than Concord.
Oh, and we know Steve quite well.
Yeah.
And his daughter, Ella, I think?
Stephanie.
Stephanie. How did I get Ella out of Stephanie? Shame on me. But yeah, Steve's a great guy.
Yeah. So I really started playing out whenever Steve and I connected, and I joined the Damaged Pies. So that was kind of how it started for me.
That makes all the sense in the world now, because I could see Steve supporting you and helping you. Now, you mentioned Elton John, Carole King. These are not artists that you expect somebody in their 20s to be falling in love with. I guess your dad had some influence, it sounds like, with what you would listen. But what attracted you to these artists?
So I think that for me, whenever I was younger, I was really drawn to the instrumental aspect of a lot of the music I listened to. Like with Frank Zappa and Yes, there are just so many moving parts in a lot of their music. And I love hearing how so many contrasting pieces can kind of work themselves together. And I think that's what really drew me in the first place. And then with Carole King and Elton John, it was more from a lyrical perspective. You know, I enjoyed listening to the way that they wrote the lyrics in their song. And so I kind of drew my inspiration from those two places whenever I started writing.
You know, I'm not sure if you've seen it or not, but Carole King has joined the group of artists that are posting songs on YouTube. She's actually performing from her home on YouTube. Paul Simon has done this as well. But Carole sounded great. She sat at her piano. She did So Far Away and a few others. And you might enjoy watching those. These are artists that, since they're isolated, they want to try to share their music with other people to eliminate that sense of isolation. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on community radio. Thank you for doing that. New listening location is slbradio.org/radio. We have a new website. That's where you'll find us. And Megan Pollitt is here. What would you like to play next?
I'm going to play a song called Special to Me.
Great. And here again is Megan Pollitt.
Down, need a little motivation, inspiration. Now just hold up my. I'll never let you down. The little motivation is crazy.
Megan Pollitt here, and I really want to thank you for performing under these conditions. You sound good, and are you getting out to perform? I know you aren't now, but are you getting out to perform much? I imagine during the summer you may have time as a teacher, but how can folks hear you, and is there a way that folks can purchase any music?
Well, yeah, right now, a lot of the gigging in public has kind of been put on hold, but I have been very fortunate to be able to do a lot of live streaming through my Facebook page, Megan Pollitt Music, and also through my Instagram, which is also Megan Pollitt Music at Instagram. I just released my first single, Hear Me on the Radio, which is the first song that I did.
Yeah, I liked it.
Oh, thank you. And that's available on Amazon, iTunes, CD Baby, Spotify, Apple Music. Everything kind of goes back to normal, I hope to be playing around the Pittsburgh area again.
You're a very wise person. You know, include a song about radio or a cover song or maybe a Christmas song on a release, and it will almost always stay on top of the pile for radio airplay, at least. People sitting where I am usually know all the songs that have radio in them in one way or another. We'll have you do one more. It'll be our last chance to talk for this morning, though. Is there anything else you might like to mention that you didn't get a chance to?
I just wanted to thank you for giving me the opportunity to hang out here today. I know that there were plans to meet in person, but it really means a lot that you took the time to make arrangements to talk with me in this way. This has kind of been the way that I stay sane is making music. And although that's had to change a lot, I do feel like the situation being what it is, it's really given artists the opportunity to provide a more intimate experience for the listener. You know, musicians are hosting these intimate live stream concerts, which allow so many people to watch and to listen, and there's no standing in long lines or fighting with people on where to stand. It's all about the music. And so I think that I've really enjoyed being able to be a part of this new, quote unquote, live music platform online.
Yeah. I think, too, I hear the phrase return to normal a lot. And everybody can, think as they wish, but I prefer to think about, evolving to whatever is ahead of us, because there are certain things that have happened over the last few months, like the music you just mentioned, that I hope don't go away. It's kind of nice to strip away some of the trappings, associated with travel in your case, or load in and those sorts of things, and just to be able to play just as it is to sometimes have face-to-face meetings that are a little bit more efficient than driving, parking, using gas, etc. Not that we want things to be exactly like this all the time, but I think we're learning some things as we go through, too.
I agree. Absolutely.
What would you like to close up with?
So I am going to close with a song that is actually relatively new. It's a song that I wrote about a friend of mine who was going through some changes in his life, and it's called California.
Thanks for being with us today. Here again, Megan Pollitt. Megan Pollitt. Megan, thank you for being with us today.
And thank you so much for having me.
Our pleasure. Best wishes for continued success.